For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Adam Carriker on The Ticket. I have a great special guest who's going to join me here in about 90 seconds. But before I bring him on, a couple of things. I think it's Jeff Round. I hope I'm saying that right. Jeff, he says, who gives an S? He didn't say S. But who gives an S? What EA Sports thinks? Well, a couple of things. I don't put too much stock in video games, but when it's that asinine, and it's that ridiculous, and the video game hasn't been out for a decade, it's not like we've had this thing year after year after year, it becomes a little bit bigger of a deal. So, Jeff, I care about it. All right. Next, I want to give a shout out to The Ticket, as always. Great place right here, right now. You're listening to them, obviously. Check them out, theticket.com, Facebook, Twitter, The Tube of You, also Carriker Chronicles. Check it out. The website is revamped. Not finished, but revamped. We've got 21 plus content contributors now. Check out CarrickerChronicles.com. Also, check out Carriker Chronicles on YouTube. Now, I want to bring on my guest for the day. He's a two-time All-Big Ten performer. First-team All-Big Ten in 2016. Nebraska record holder for receptions in a single season, 65 of them in 2015. Nebraska record holder for 100 receiving yard games in a season. That is a tied record before in 2015. ESPN College Football Play of the Year. Winner for his reception versus Florida Atlantic in 2014. The behind-the-back grab. Sports Science Nation Award Outstanding Reaction 2015. Okay. And a man that I finally got the chance to meet last spring. Happy I got to meet you. Happy you're on again today, Jordan Westerkamp. How you doing, my friend?
Adam, what's going on, man? Happy Friday. Appreciate you having me on. And yes, it was great to meet you last time, and it was great to get back to your practice and see the Huskers in action.
Yeah, what'd you think of the practice you were able to see, and what were your thoughts and takeaways on just kind of how they run practice and all that?
Oh yeah, I love it. It's up tempo. I'm a big fan of Coach Rhule. I'm a big fan of him. During my time there, I got to meet the entire staff, Coach Rhule, Coach McGuire, the wideout coach. I got to meet a bunch of people, and it was awesome. I really felt like they're extremely friendly. I felt welcomed back. And I haven't felt that in a little bit. Obviously there's been some turmoil, in previous years, but I'm a big fan of Coach Rhule, and I try to get back, to a game, to practice every year. So it was a great experience. One of my favorite times going back there since, my playing days, but it was awesome. The practice was great. It was nice to meet all the coaches. It was a pretty big weekend too. We went out there, my brother and I, it was a coach's clinic, X's and O's, but, I wanted to get back regardless, but Coach Belichick was in town. So it was just an awesome weekend. It was great to be back, and I loved the practice. I loved how the Huskers looked, and I'm really excited for this season.
Did you get a chance to meet and chat with Bill Belichick at all?
Sort of. After he kind of finished up his initial, his part of the coach's clinic, I know he took off pretty quick, but when that finished, myself and Nate Gary, a couple other guys, we just went up to the coach's offices, I just wanted to see the wideout room and whatnot, and kind of just relive through some moments up there. But as we were going back up there, we ran into him on his way out, and I just said, "Thanks, Coach, for your time," and it was a pleasure, to be able to come here and see you speak so briefly.
You know, sometimes there's some things we can learn from people off the field. I mean, he's a 72-year-old guy with a 24-year-old girlfriend. So I think we can learn more from him than just football, just to point that out real quick. But, hey, man, let's talk a little bit of football now. So Nebraska's got a whole plethora of new wide receivers, Jamal Banks, Isaiah Nair from Wake Forest from Texas. Okay, just to name a couple. As a receiver trying to learn a new offense, probably going to have a freshman quarterback that's starting – how challenging can it be to try to learn and get comfortable in an offense quickly with a new quarterback who's also trying to do the same thing?
Yeah, I mean, it's very challenging. It's very challenging. And one thing that, you know, I pride myself on, and Tommy, and shout out to Tommy. I think he just finished up his second back-to-back championship there with the Indoor Football League with the Omaha Beef. So congratulations to Tommy. He had a hell of a year. But I expect nothing less from him. But one thing I pride myself on with Tommy and I is obviously – we were two guys that were at Nebraska, you know, a redshirt freshman year, a freshman year, all the way through our senior year. So we had plenty of time to you know, work together and build up that chemistry. These guys, you know, they're with the transfer portal and all this stuff that happens now, it's rare to find, you know, guys that have been there for more than 2-3 years that are working with the same quarterback that they originally started with. So it's crazy. And that's tough because chemistry is extremely important, right? Wideouts, they run routes differently. They get in out of their breaks a little bit differently. Everyone's different. So it takes time. It takes time. So it'll be real interesting to see how those new guys, how they adjust. Obviously, Raiola, he's a stud. But we haven't seen him play one college football game, you know? And there is an adjustment to that. So we'll see.
So if you were there now, say, you know, kind of a veteran type guy, and let's say, you know, Raiola does end up starting. That seems to be what's going to happen. Knowing you're going to have a true freshman starting quarterback, and as talented as he is and as much experience as he has up to this point, like you just said, he hasn't taken a single snap in an actual college football game yet. Is there advice you would give him, or what would you do if you were his teammate as a veteran wide receiver? What would you do to try to help him, especially early on in the season?
Yeah, I mean, I would just be realistic with him, and that's the biggest thing. He's a young guy, right? He's a young guy. And again, I have not had a chance to meet him, but I've only heard good things. But obviously with younger guys can come, you know, a little bit of immaturity, if that's the right word. So what I would, you know, tell him, I would just say, hey, listen, man, you're QB1, you're young, but I'm going to be real with you. It's going to be tough. It's going to be a rocky road. Obviously we hope for the best, but that's just not realistic. Be ready to go. Block out all the outside noise. I would recommend don't go on social media. You know, just little things to help him so we can just really focus on the football part of you know, this entire equation, right? Because there's a lot of factors that go into it, and with a younger athlete, younger guy, they can get caught up in a lot of stuff that's not important. So as a vet, I keep my arm around him, I keep him, I pump him up, keep his spirits high, and just do whatever I could to make his first year, essentially, right? This is his first year, as easy as possible.
So I think everyone kind of assumes Nebraska's offense is going to be better this year. We got a lot of experience up front on the offensive line. I think the expectation is, you know, even with the inexperience of Raiola, he's probably coming in ready to play as much as any true freshman can possibly do so. We've got a bunch of talented guys in that running back room that still needs to be sorted out during fall camp. Who's going to be kind of the bell cow or bell cows of the offense? You got Fedoni at tight end. You got some big time, like big receivers, 6'3", 6'2", Banks, Naori. Then you got Malachi, who's about 6'3", 6'4". Then you got some speed guys, Jalen Lloyd, Ja'Cory Barney. I know Jaden Doss is going over to the defensive side now. But how much better do you think this offense can be this year?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the sky's the limit. The sky's the limit. You know, you look on paper, it all looks good, right? And we can make these assumptions. But again, you know, I'm so past the assumption part of it. Now it's just, we got to see the games. We got to see wins, and we got to see him perform when it matters, right? When it matters. You know, there's a lot of teams out there with a ton of talent that aren't, you know, great teams, Colorado, but.
I agree.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
You just got to wait and see, right? You got to wait and see. And, you know, I get asked all the time, what do you think of Coach Rule? I'm like, I like Coach Rule. I met him. He's a great guy. Last year was his first year. I totally get it. Obviously, when you go through a transition year, the odds of you having a great season, very low, very low. This is year two now. Obviously, we hope for improvement. But again, be realistic. Obviously, yes, undefeated national champs. I get that. But we just want to see a couple extra games won this year. Want to see a bowl game, right? I think a bowl game should be, you know, our lowest expectation should be a bowl game, bare minimum. But it's tough. As you mentioned, Viola, new quarterback, young. I mean, there's a lot of other factors that play into it than just looking at the paper. So we'll see, but I'll let you know this. I don't think I've been this excited for a football season, a Husker football season, in a long time. So I'm looking forward to it. They've got the talent. They do have some guys coming back. Everything looks good, but at the end of the day, the games are what matters, and that's we'll have to wait and see on those.
So I think everybody kind of has that similar mindset. You know, we got the Kool-Aid is flowing. I didn't know how I was going to legit get excited about Nebraska football this year, other than I always do. Because I freaking love Nebraska football, but like
right.
Going back to November and December, okay, just transport with me for 1 millisecond, and then we'll never go back to that point again because we lost 4 straight games and ended up not going to a bowl game. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, how in the world am I going to legit get excited for Nebraska football this fall? And it's crazy because I am with you. Just the process that I've seen, the things that I've seen happen, what I believe Matt Rhule wants to do, what he legit believes in. It's not just lip service. It's who he is. I believe he's like a Nebraska guy before he ever got here. Once he got here, it was like, oh, well, this is actually a great fit. We're like a puzzle piece right into the puzzle. And it's like, I am legit more excited. I've always get excited for Nebraska football because I love Nebraska football and because I want to get excited for Nebraska football. And there was always reasons to find and look for to get excited. But it's like, I didn't think it would happen. And I'm more legit excited this year than I ever have, like in the past half decade have been. And it's totally organic. Like for you, I feel like you're the same way. What stands out to you about why you're like, all right, I'm more excited than I've been? Like, what is the difference in this offseason for you versus the Kool-Aid in previous offseasons?
Right. I think one of the biggest things was being able to go see a practice and seeing them in action. Like they looked good. They looked good. At the practice that I went to, everything looked like it was being run well. The coaches looked like they were all bought in. They were into it. Viola looked the part. I think it was, you mentioned earlier, is it Nayor, one of the wideouts?
Yep. Isaiah Nayor, yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited. He's one guy that when I was there, I kept looking at my brother. I was like, hey, he looks pretty darn good. He's standing out. He's making some plays. So they got some playmakers. And I think another, Isaiah, oh my gosh, I can't remember his name. Last name with a C.
Wide receiver?
Yeah, he was hurt. I think he's been hurt. I can't remember.
Oh, Malachi Coleman?
No, Garcia. Oh, my God. Isaiah Garcia Castaneda.
Isaiah Garcia Castaneda, yeah.
Yes, okay. He's still there, but I believe he was hurt. But is he healthy now, Adam?
I don't have the most recent update. I do anticipate him being able to do things this fall, though.
Right. So he's coming back. So he's a guy that's been there. He knows the deal. He's coming back. And then obviously Malachi Coleman. And again, I'm talking primarily about the Wildcats right now, but that's where I stayed and followed them around. You know, they got some playmakers. They got some guys that can go out there and get that football. So I'm excited to see them perform. It just, I don't know. It was just kind of a weird feeling when I was there too. It just felt good, and it's kind of hard to explain. But it was a good atmosphere. I can tell the players were bought in, coaches were bought in, and at the end of the day, they looked good. For me, that's it, right? We can talk all we want, but how do they look? And again, the NLCL, the actual games. So, but yeah, that's I've gotten so past the oh, this year they're going to win X amount of games. This people always ask them, like, listen, I don't know. We're going to have to wait and see. Obviously, Coach Rule's second year, we hope to have progress. And again, if you ask me, what do I think? I think there definitely will be, and I definitely, I don't want to say anything for sure, but I mean, a bowl game very likely this season. But again, I'll go back to it. At the end of the day, it's the games. It's the games. But being able to get out there and see a practice, that got me hyped.
I'm with you, dude. Bowl game is absolutely fair as far as being the bottom of the barrel of expectations. Like, this is the minimum we should be able to expect for this year, in my opinion. Now, the ceiling could be anything you want it to. Like you said, an undefeated national champ. Okay, the ceiling can be anything you want. What's realistic? I think way back in February or March, I said 8-4. I'm going to have to revisit that before the first game of the year. 7-5, 8-4, 6-6, whatever the case may be. All right, man. I don't know if you're play video games, if you're much of a gamer at all, but are you excited for the EA Sports College Football video game that's coming out for the first time in like 10 years here in just the next few weeks?
I'm definitely a gamer. I'm definitely a gamer. And yes, I'm very excited. You know, the last one they made, you know, a long time ago, I was in that one. So, it's been a minute, but it's cool. You know, to say that you were in a video game, that's pretty darn cool. And the fact that they're bringing that back, I know, I mean, obviously fans are excited, but the players got to be ecstatic about that and whatnot. It just adds another, you know, layer to the college football experience. So I'm excited for that. And I'm going to be looking to see if they do any like throwback teams, see if I can get it on a roster or something.
Oh, dude, that'd be odd. You can just do create a player too. Somehow I'm always a little bit faster and stronger when I do the create a player. I don't know why it works out that way.
Yeah, I'm a little bit taller too.
Yep. All right, man. I appreciate you taking the time. What are you doing nowadays? Because I know you're doing some things, okay, trying to help grow some future potential football players. What are you doing nowadays? Where can people find you?
Yeah, so I'm located in Wheaton, Illinois. My brother and I, we opened up our own sports performance facility here in Wheaton, Illinois, and we work with athletes across every sport, essentially, working on strength and speed. And then I also do some wideout coaching as well. So this has been a dream come true. We've been open for about a year and a week. You know, our name, we're Major Sports Performance, again, located in Wheaton, Illinois, and we are a private sports performance facility. So when we work with athletes, it's either one-on-one or small groups of six athletes. But, you know, again, a dream come true. We work with youth, high school, college, pro athletes. It's been awesome. We've been able to grow this thing organically. We're pumped. And actually, you know what? It's funny. I worked with a couple of what's his name? Danny Pascal, who's a current player at Nebraska. I worked with him a little bit in this facility before he was sent off to Nebraska. So, you know, it's been awesome. It's been awesome. That's kind of what I've been up to. I also, my wife is very pregnant. She's about to give birth to our first child here at the end of July. So I'm excited for that. You know, there's a lot going on, but it's all good things.
Congratulations. Do you know if it's a boy or a girl? You're going to be surprised.
Yeah, it's a boy.
Well, congrats, man. Get as much sleep as you can now, my friend. That's my big parental advice that you didn't ask for. Get as much sleep as you can now.
I appreciate it. We're excited. You know, my wife, she's done very well throughout the entire process. But, yeah, that's kind of the common thing I keep hearing. Like, there's no such thing as a sleep schedule anymore once that baby is born. But, again, yeah, we couldn't be more excited. And we already got a bunch of Nebraska gear for him. So we're excited. And this will be, you know, born in July, this will be the first Husker season that he gets to watch. And he'll be watching with me, but he'll be watching.
Well, congratulations, and brainwashing our children from birth. That's what Nebraskans do. All right, man. I appreciate you joining me.
All right, Adam. Hey, have a great, great day. And then again, anytime you want to, chop up, talk about some Nebraska football, I'm always down.
Sounds great, man. I appreciate it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.